I have a name. I smile as it is written down. That means something. People I know hear these sounds, and it conjures up my face, my laugh, my voice. I am lucky. Some people have numbers branded as cartoon. I have 19 letters, 3 words with meanings. Born on Christmas, I wasn't. Of the laurel tree, I am not. Son of Og, daughter of Colin and Lisa, put them together and mean me. Written by Natalie is Nifty. Hello world, welcome to my online radio. This is your favorite program, Beyond the Classroom, and I'm your amiable host, Linda. Honor to listen to more of me. Leave an audio message, your feedback on Anchor FM. Follow on Spotify. Subscribe on Google and Jamit. Follow my audio mark. Follow me on Twitter at Linda_Honor. Follow me on Instagram at HonorLinda. Also on Linktree and other listening platforms. Once again, I say welcome. It's a pleasure to have you listening to me. I love you all. Oh, if you haven't listened to What Is Your Name, hurry up and go to all those listening platforms. To listen to What Is Your Name. Thank you. On today's episode, I would love to discuss with you all on the topic, What Is the Name? What is in a name? Frankly speaking, one of the best investments you should make in this life is in your name. And I'm not just talking about the letters alone. I'm talking about what your name implies. When people hear your name mentioned, what do they immediately think about you? Tell me. For the most part, a name can state a man or woman's reputation and can also be known by his or her conduct or character. I tell you today, your name is you. Your name should signify something positive, symbolize something powerful, communicate greatness, and inspire something phenomenal. Oh yeah. Every time a name is mentioned and it is followed by the question, who is he? Who is she? Your reputation narrative is what follows. This also determines how people address you. Rare gems. Your name is really not just about identifying you, differentiating you. It is not just what people call you. In fact, simply put it as, your name is you. I'm saying it again. Your name is you. Your name in totality is the sum of the person or the sum of your person, your character, your behaviors, and your reputation. Your name belongs to you, but it is for other people to use and interpret. A person's name signifies the person, the worth, the character, the reputation, the authority, the will, and as well as the ownership. Listen, dear friends, your name is really your reputation. A good name really speaks to your integrity. It shows your reputation and the character you possess inside of you. It identifies who you are from a moral and ethical standpoint. Essentially, it is what you're all about. Your name is the summary of your record in life so far, and the interpretation people give to your person when you're mentioned. And this is all found at the mention of your name. Oh, how people react when you're mentioned or when your name is mentioned. How people react when you're mentioned is your name. The conclusion people draw when you're mentioned is your name. Your name defines the totality of you. Are you aware of that? Do you know that? Pay attention. The more deeper insight to be revealed. What is your name? Or what is in a name? I ask again. What is the significance of your life to the people around you? What is the brief statement that follows the recognition of your name? Do people feel inspired? Do they feel encouraged or motivated? Do they become happy and comfortable? And this can all be found in a good name. When people feel bad, insecure, threatened, intimidated, suspicious, overly careful, distrusting, doubtful and afraid. When you're mentioned, it means you have a bad name. Like I've said before, your name isn't just a matter of differentiation or reference. Your name is not just a matter of differentiation or just a reference. It is the summary of your life and reputation. Thus far in your lifetime, and even after demise, what is in a name? Names have the capacity to open doors or show doors by creating opportunities or destroying opportunities. Names can enhance the reputation of people companies and brand, or even destroy them. As humans, we are expected to behave and do things as it is right, that is, act right. We are not to behave as we feel like, or become a non-entity in our society. Our name should represent some entity at the mention of it. Hear this. Naturally, all humans are selfish, indisciplined, and immoral, and sometimes want to indulge in fleshly things or things that favor the I syndrome. It is always about the I ego. All we do daily, keep adding value or diminishing the value of our names. Do you pay attention to that? If you haven't, pay attention to that day in, day out. Watch what you do and how you act. Your words every day, your choices every day, your appearance every day, your association every day, and the quality of your work every day. Is building a reputation for you. This in turn determines how people respond or react to your name, either good or bad. Your name is an embodiment of your reputation. The dangerous thing about your name and reputation is that its use, power, and deployment does not only lie with you, but with others. Truth be told, you don't own your own reputation. People do. And what they say it is what it is. Yeah, I know. We tend to say, whatever they feel like, let them say. I don't care. It doesn't matter what they say about me. I'm going to live my life. But sometimes, we must also pay attention to what others say about us. We might not accept them, we might not invite them, but it is good for you to be able to evaluate yourself, to know if you are the right standing or otherwise. Your reputation. Know about you is meant for others to use as they deem fit. Ladies and gentlemen, what is your name? When you cheat, when you swindle, when you're dishonest, when you're oppressive, when you're corrupt, when you steal, when you demand a bribe from innocent people, suppliers and vendors, they may give you all right, but they will broadcast your name and build you a reputation in the industry. A bad reputation can close great doors against you as an employee, as a businessman, as an artisan, as an employer, as a creative, or what have you. If I may ask, as a single person, as a married person, as a young person, as an old person, what is your reputation? What is your reputation to people around you? What is your reputation on social media? Could it possibly work against you or work for you? If you don't know, let me tell you this. Perception really matters in life. Perception is very essential in life. Did you get that, or do I need to retake that again? Perception is very important in life. No doubt that even when you do good, people want to make you look bad. Much less when you're doing bad things on a steady. Please don't deceive yourself by saying, I don't care what people say about me. Oh, yes. I don't give enough. Yeah, no, no, no. I don't mind at all. I'm just going to work with my shoulders held high and say, it doesn't matter. You may be right, and you may be wrong. You may say, it is the problem, and it is the mouth. Let them say whatsoever they will. Great minds. No, it's not. It is also your problem. Your name matters a lot. Your reputation counts. Protect it. Guard it jealously. You know, whatever you value, you will guard it jealously. You want no harm or damage to come to it. Just like egg. If you don't want it to damage, then you have to keep it where it doesn't get broken. This is how you must protect your name, protect your reputation. Because your name is your reputation. Your name is you, and it really matters. Ladies and gentlemen, are you listening to me at all? I want you to do something. I want you to ask yourself this important question. I know it's a buzzword, it's trivia. We hear it often and often. In fact, we hear it every day. We use it, people around us use it. It's so normal. But have you really sat down to think deep and to ask yourself this question? What is your name? What is in the name? Oh, if you have not, it's never too late to start. Besides, it's better late than never. So get to it right now. Start thinking. Start taking deep thoughts. Go into your head and find answers to that trivial question. I know. Some of you are still laughing at the question, what is your name? Oh, what is your name? But I must tell you, this is a serious question we must ask ourselves at every point in our life. What is your name? What is your name? Your name is you. Your name is your reputation. And what does it say to others out there? What is your name? This is a personal branding question. You must take time to answer it in order to brand yourself, to brand your reputation. Because this will aid your success in life. Transform your life this year. 2021, this is a year to win. This is a year to get right out of your comfort zone and go get your goals. Do you know what? Many of us are Bible believers. I'm a Christian, and I know I make reference to the Bible a lot because it's a wonderful book. A book a must have because it contains wealth of wisdom, words of wisdom. Abraham is known as the father of faith. We must have heard that at one point or the other. He was rich. He was rich, but was known for his faith, not for his finances. Pay attention to that. What was Abraham's name? Abraham was known, was recognized as a father of faith, not as a father of finances. Though he was wealthy, he had affluence, he was rich in cattle and what have you. Job was wealthy before disaster struck and he lost everything. But afterwards, he wasn't known or guarded for his wealth, or for his large household, or for having so many children, was regarded for his patience. Oh, no wonder. He was named the patient Job. Patient Job. Because he was known for his patience. And that's why sometimes we make reference to it and say, oh, can't you be as patient as Job? Yes. He was regarded for his patience and not for his pecuniary fortune. Oh, another person I can't help but must make mention of is Solomon. There was none as wealthy as Solomon. He had the world's wealth. People came from different places to consult him because he had something. He had wisdom. Solomon wasn't known for his wealth. He was known and regarded for his wisdom. What was Solomon's name? What was in his name? It was wisdom, not wealth. People come from far and wide. Even the Queen of Sheba could have trusted, yes, indeed, this was a man of wisdom. And then forget to follow me on Spotify, subscribe on my Google Podcast, leave an audio message or feedback on my Anchor FM. Follow me on Instagram at @honorlinda and on Twitter at @honor_linda. Subscribe on Jamit. Follow me on my Apple Podcast. Also follow me on AudioMark and other listening and other listening platform. Thank you. I am your amiable host, Linda Ona. See you at the top. Wisdom. Solomon was known for his